Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hello.
It's good to have you.
Buenos dias.
It's good to be had.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm here with Travis and Taylor.
Hey.
And Sean.
Howdy.
God, I miss you guys.
It's good to have Tay back.
Yeah, you were hiking the Alps, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I was hiking something.
Yeah, he's backpacking through Western Europe.
Romania?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like to Tipidego?
Honestly, I prefer Tay on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Taycation?
Yeah.
Taycation.
Yeah. That's a story you tell when you get somebody in bed.
What was when that, Tay gets people in
like
bed?
Ken Adams? Was that the guy?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's some Friends trivia for you.
Ken Burns?
Mm-hmm. So we're here to talk about Loki, episodes 1 and 2, Disney yeah. Plus, the latest Marvel streaming thingy. And so we're already a little bit activated. So we've been to a
had
bar.
Had some things, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's late on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yes. It's just, yeah.
So that'd be a great first line to a blues song, by the way. It's late on a Saturday.
It's late on a Saturday.
Can't find my shoes.
5 o'clock on a Saturday.
So episodes 1 and 2. Uh-huh. We'll go around the horn. We'll start with Trav because he's close and very near and dear to me.
All right. Well, you guys take a back seat. I'll talk for 45 minutes.
All right. You just tap out.
Mm-hmm. So, first, we'll do a quick synopsis of the series. So, basically, for those who haven't seen it, there will be some spoilers. So, you might want to watch it and come back and mm-hmm. then drink in our wisdom deeply.
Soaking it.
Yes. Avengers Infinity War. Loki was killed by Thanos in the opening reel of the movie. And so, as a result, in the second film, the Avengers go back in time to retrieve the Infinity Stones, of which Loki gives...
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Bless you.
That's what we call a red line.
Yeah.
Loki...
that was a variant.
...gives Thanos the Space Stone, the Tesseract. And then in Endgame, the Avengers go back in time to retrieve the Tesseract from Loki in the events of the first Avengers movie. But in that flashback or that, like... travel back in time, Loki steals the Tesseract, that version of Loki, and uses it to escape from Stark Tower. And so for that, he is pursued by the timekeepers, like the time police in Loki.
The TVA.
Yes.
TVA.
Which is like the airport authority, but for time.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of pat downs, a lot of everything.
A lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah. A lot more effective, though, mm-hmm. than the TSA.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Less diddling.
Not necessarily. We don't know how much yeah. diddling
that's
happens.
True.
Yeah. It's early.
Yeah.
So we're early for diddling.
Yeah.
And so he is pursued as a criminal for basically stealing that and trying to escape and throws everything out of balance. I guess that in the Marvel world,
time
the
sacred timeline.
Yes.
The sacred timeline.
The flow of time is an essential thing. It has to be, it has to do flow in a certain way or things
on track.
There's a specified timeline. Mm-hmm.
There's a groove.
And him going off on his own with the Tesseract
rocks the boat.
Pollutes
it. So the TVA comes in and says, hey, you can't exist anymore. Let's get you through the system.
Yeah. And so Tom Hiddleston is Loki. Owen Wilson is kind of his handler in the TVA.
Wow.
His, like, wow. His kind of designated bureaucrat. So, and that leads to kind of some philosophical differences between them. Owen Wilson is kind of your cookie cutter lawman, you know, law enforcement guy.
A little bit like Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loki is your supervillain who is the god of mischief and kind of aware of it. So, and then, you know, it, like classic Catch Me If You Can style, Loki is put to work to catch.
Oh, yeah.
Loki.
Good call on that.
Yeah.
Total Catch Me If You Can.
It's yeah. like, yeah, it's like you're a criminal. You're good at this. So you're going to help us catch
yeah.
you. And so in exchange for some possible rewards. So that's.
The reward is existing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to get evaporated like any good variant would.
Yeah. And so he gets to basically barter with the timekeepers for his existence. So we're going to head over in order to Trav. What do you think?
So, at least in the first episode, you see that out of the gate, my first problem is when Loki lands in
Mongolia?
Mongolia?
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
In Asgard, they're gods. So, really, anything that they speak should be in the comics is God's tongue. Like, they say what they mean, and then your mind, kind of like Doctor Who, interprets it. And they do... I've gotten out of kilt here, but he's talking to the people in Mongolia. They don't understand him. He goes back in time to Mount Vesuvius and is talking to people there and can speak their language, and then they understand him. I don't know if that's a timekeeper deal or what, but I thought it was interesting that Owen Wilson's character, Mobius, is trying to get at the heart of who Loki is. And it's interesting that the timekeeper or the time variance authority, all of their technology is like analog, and they see all the infinity stones in some random dude's desk, and no magic works whatsoever, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But you have Loki, fish out of water, has to learn to deal with people while still trying to manipulate them. But it really, it helps get this version of Loki somewhat caught up to the character arc of the Loki that we know.
Hmm.
And they do that by, and they do a great job with the score too. Like the slow moving pieces, when he's seeing himself, adopted mother, Freya, Rene Russo, get killed, and then seeing himself get killed. And they do that also in the episode two, when he's seeing about Ragnarok.
Oh, right.
He basically has to go through like 10 years of character development in like
a super short amount of time.
10 minutes.
You're right. Exactly. Which is interesting. Like they're trying to catch him up, or he is watching all the Avengers movies with us. Kind of a little bit like WandaVision, where they show Kat Dennings and watching the WandaVision show, like Marvel characters watching a Marvel show. He's doing the exact same thing on the loop, like seeing his entire life play out. And I thought that was interesting, trying to catch him up to what we already know.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Tay?
Yeah. So I'm gonna reference what we said a few times in this podcast about like Star Wars. It's like pizza. Any Star Wars is good. Like pizza. You know, any pizza. Frozen pizza is good. Loki has been very slow for me to actually like enjoy. It's like a frozen pizza that I left in the oven that got really burnt. Yeah. I'm still going to fucking eat it. Don't get me wrong.
It's pizza on a bagel.
Exactly.
It's either frozen or it's molten hot.
Yeah. It's been a WandaVision was slow too, but I fucking loved it and I kept watching. I was confused. Loki has been one of those things like, what are we trying to do here? And I had to text Travis, you know, and be like, what is happening right now? Mm-hmm. Like, are we just playing this time card? Because we know TV shows, movies, when you play the time card, anything can fucking happen.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes you lazy. And, you know, he was like, no, man, you know, we're building up to Kang the Conqueror. I'm like, I get that. Mm-hmm. And I do know that they had what the most massive viewers they've had ever on a Wednesday. And like, that's where they're going to release all their content now. So I know it's successful.
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, Joe Schmo, I'm like, what are we doing here? And it was like, and the visual effects, the acting is always phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so we're just going to play this time card for how long? We've seen Lost do it. We've seen Game of Thrones do it. And it's like
Star Trek.
Yeah. And it's like, so it's like, and this is awesome. But so in like two or three series later or two, are we just gonna be like, oh, LOL, it was a dream. Mm-hmm. It was fake. It's like, oh no, the timekeepers were actually, I mean, and I'm just bullshitting here, but like they were asleep during that time. They weren't awake there. Mm-hmm. It's like, so is this, what is the point of this series? I mean, don't get me wrong. I do think the dialogue's good. I think the videos are good. I think they're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
It's like visually, like I'm going to keep watching it, obviously. But as for me, I'm just like, how long do we play this game for?
Is this the real life?
Yeah.
Is this just fantasy?
Yeah.
Caught in a landslide.
And Travis and I talked about that too. Like just before, it's like, hey, are we, you know, there is a quote unquote end game to this, but it was like, I know in the comic books too, it's like if there was a bad series or bad writing, they were just like, oh, no, JK, that was just an alternative universe. We fucked up, are bad. Right now, that feels like with the Loki. I mean, great, phenomenal, you know, they're having views. But yeah. I'm like, for me, this guy, I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, what is happening right now? It's like, you know, I honestly hope it gets better and they answer some questions, because I know what the comic books say. Because I asked him, I was like, spoiler alert, who was that female at the end? Who, P.S., was kind of hot. And I was like, what's happening? He's like, that might be the Lady Loki. And so, I don't know. It was a lot of things as the layman watching it. It's like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Because time travel, like you said, it, to me, is like one of the biggest things. It's like, you just opened up a lot of shit. But I know the Marvel Universe has done that numerous times, and they know what they're doing. But I'm just like, so did this last episode. I mean, like, I don't think they're going to do a cop-out and be like, oh, LOL, this was all a random thing that happened, you know, during this one time. We corrected it, so this wasn't really an episode. And I don't know. I fear with all that time travel, because I've seen a lot of series get just fucked up.
Lost.
Just like, oh, we're time travel. It's like, yeah, so you don't know what you're doing, do you?
Yeah.
Like, you really don't.
Lost, turned into doo-doo cobbler. Once
And again, and that might be my only thing, but, you know, but this is a common thing in the Marvel Universe, I would, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, well, I'm going to let Sean give his two cents. But yeah, there's, anytime you introduce time travel, that's either going to be a boon or it's going to be a wild fuck up for your
shark jumper.
If you do that 18 movies down the line, you can say, oh wait, you can always go back to time travel.
And that's the thing, is with Endgame, they kind of opened up that Pandora's box with time travel, and you're like, oh shit, you know, what is this going to do to the whole timeline? This is going to change everything, blah blah blah. And then we see Loki, they basically say like, oh no, don't worry, time travel doesn't really change anything. There's one true timeline, and we are the people that keep it in order.
Yeah.
Like, if anything splits off, we lance it. You know, if anything starts going off on its own thing, there is one true timeline, and we keep that together, because if not, there's utter chaos.
Yeah.
So, up until now, and there's, you know, some things in that are a little confusing, but up until now, the time travel thing hasn't really affected the story.
Yeah.
Because time travel has only been used once, and it was quote-unquote supposed to be used. That was a part of it. Was a, you, Loki is like, oh, but what about the Avengers? Those jackasses did time travel.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, they were supposed to do that, so that's fine. What doesn't make sense though is they jump back in time, and it was because of them that Loki split off as a variant.
Yeah.
Which, like, if that was supposed to happen, then what the fuck is, what are we watching?
Yeah.
What are
we doing? They did here? Help. So Captain America went back and pruned all the, you know, delivered everything back.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he was supposed to see Red Skull and somehow get and then he also stayed in the past and
got married,
and they're okay with that?
Like, that's somehow,
unless somebody showed up and like, hey
we're
can't
the time
do
police.
Shit except be a excellent husband and maybe have no kids, because I don't think
Steve Rogers is probably fine with that.
He's just slow dancing to his records.
Well, and so I mean,
what a great ending.
I think you're right, and I think that because this is kind of, as we get into phase four, they're blowing up what they did. They kind of painted themselves into a corner, and they say, okay, we need to give ourselves more territory, or give ourselves more real estate to expand, and we know that Doctor Strange is the Multiverse of Madness. We know that in the first episode they said, oh yeah, if there's multiverses, it's madness. It fucking lines up. We know what's going to happen. And at the end of episode two, we see
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of episode two, we see that all of the bombs go back and split off all these variant timelines, creating multiverses, and it starts becoming madness. We know that that's going to happen. We just are along for the ride to see what happens, what the implications are, what the TVA is. You know, there's a lot of theories about the TVA being some sort of nefarious organization, where like it could be Kang the Conqueror, who is one of the quote unquote Time Lords or whatever, or he is the Time Lord. We don't see them. I mean, it's
Timekeepers.
Timekeepers. They're just like, invisible, you know, superpowers. They're like, oh, the timekeepers are very interested in this. They have eyes on this.
Yeah.
They're watching this very closely. Like, that sounds like some shit that, like, no, yeah, they're not. Like, it's some Wizard of Oz bullshit. Like, the man behind the curtain.
Or Kang is going to be a rogue agent from the timekeepers, or...
I don't know. I mean, there's been speculation that, like, it looks like one of the statues of the timekeepers is Kang.
But he's always looked like that in the comics, the timekeepers. Yeah. But Kang is going to show up in the third Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, we know for sure Kang is casted for
it. In the next Spider-Man movie, they think Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to show up.
Yep.
Kind of like Into the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
So we're going to see the cracks in this web for a while.
We know that the multiverse is coming, and that's going to be kind of the big part of the phase four. And Kevin Feige said, Loki is basically going to play a big part in setting up phase four.
Yeah.
So we know that there's a lot of big storyline parts for this. And so it's probably going to be a dense show to watch.
Yeah.
Already. I mean, the episodes are pretty dense,
yeah,
like as far as content goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sets up a lot. I think we don't know who the Lady Loki is, but my theory is it's Enchantress.
I was going to talk about this later, but
I blew up your spot.
Right. No. You're spot on, I think.
Okay, yeah. So in the comics, Enchantress was there's two different Enchantresses that have
been. Enchantry?
And yeah, there are two Enchantry. One of which, the second, is Sylvie?
Samsonite.
Yeah. So Sylvie was the second one, and she was actually created by Loki in the comics, right? She was given her powers by Loki, and she uses them for whatever. In, I think, some of the international versions of Loki that aired, the character was credited as Sylvie.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the United States, she was credited as the variant.
Oh.
Yeah, she said don't call her Loki, right? She was like, don't call me that.
Well, and Loki himself was like, wait, I wouldn't treat myself like this.
Yeah.
I love hearing myself talk.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm, you know, he knows basically that it's not another Loki that he's chasing after, which is the whole reason he got recruited. But, it's going to see what the ramifications are of this. What's going to happen? Is there a multiverse that's going to spring out of this quickly, or is it going to take six more episodes?
Yeah. A few things from me there. Spider-Verse is the first, I think, Marvel movie that really gave the MCU permission to go off in a million different tangents, mm-hmm, that I saw, because they proved how well it can work. Man, this is going to be a nerdy dive. Trav, I know you're going to get this, but it's like
Travis.
I know you're going to get this. There was a Star Trek The Next Generation where Worf went into multiple different universes. You remember this? Like, he had every different realities.
Keep talking.
He went through some distortion or whatever. He was coming back from some Batleth tournament, and he hit some distortion, and so it caused him to branch off to where it was like, he would enter a reality where he was like second in command. He would enter a reality where Picard was dead. He'd enter a reality where the Borg had taken over. He'd enter a reality, like, he would jump around to different universes. And so in that episode, Data brings up the idea that basically it's like there could be infinite universes where everything that can happen does happen. And so Worf is bouncing from one to another. And that's kind of what these Loki and all these time-related MCU movies make me think of. It's like that episode where it's like time is very flexible. You know, it's like it's a moving, living creature, and you can, you know, it's not a straight line, which is the current theory that it's just like it's an arrow shot through space. It's like, you know, now it's like in this, you know, this show, you can go backwards, forwards, all around, and jump around.
Well, and I think the difference is it's not really quote unquote time travel.
No,
at this point, right? Because there's only one timeline, right. So it's not like you can do something and fuck something up and like goes off. It's there's only one timeline.
Yeah,
but once if the TVA gets imploded, which I think it will, then it becomes multiple universes that you're then jumping back and forth in.
And it becomes that scenario, which for Worf was going to be fatal, I think, in that episode. Like, he was going to die if he couldn't figure out what was going on. But it's that same idea where they had to basically restore everything back to its natural order to save him, and then eventually to save everything. because it was like everything was going to be destroyed if he couldn't figure it out. And so I kind of thought about that, where it's like somebody's trying to deliberately sabotage everything and basically turn it into like this chaos, which is what, you know, Worf was dealing with in that episode.
Like Joker in The Dark Knight, where he's like, yeah, it's all a part of the plan.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Whenever, so they do a lot of, obviously they do a lot of the, time turner or the, what are those? Fuck. It's gone. Where you flip it over and the sands go, the hourglass.
Yeah.
And then if you turn an hourglass on its side, it can look like the infinity symbol. Mm-hmm. And also what they're doing with time, this is all weird philosophical bullshit, but the timekeepers know what happens at the beginning of time and they know what happens at the end of time. And they're trying to keep that going. And it, even Mobius says it happens over and over.
Yeah.
And so it, the best way I can explain it is it's like the chain on a bike wheel, and they have it working perfectly. And anytime a variant happens, boom, the chain falls off a spoke and they're like, oh shit, we fucked this up. We got to get that chain back on.
No,
that's essentially it. Back to Enchantress in the comics, super short. They realize Ragnarok is prophesied and has happened several times in the past, that there's a certain number of things that has to happen. Loki is integral to Ragnarok coming about and the end of everything we know. But then everything kind of resets and it goes back through. So they try to stop Ragnarok, the cycle of it. And basically everybody in Asgard is kind of dead or taken away from the Marvel Universe. When they come back, they are all born, or at least their minds are in characters from the Marvel Universe, just regular people. And Loki steals the body of Sif. I can't remember I think it's Jamie Alexander that played Sif in the first Thor movie. But basically, he took over the body she was supposed to come back to. And that was Lady Loki. And, you know, he can change it. Loki can change his age. He can change his gender. He's that powerful. He's got, it's a shorter list of what he can't do in the comics. But as we've seen in the Marvel Universe, he mainly does kind of illusion stuff. And he even talks about it in the second episode. He's like, no, I have illusory duplication or whatever it is. He can put it over himself or over another character.
Yeah, they're like, oh, make him a little, it's the same thing. He's like, no, actually, it's not.
Yeah, he's like, it's very subtle difference.
Let me mansplain my powers to you.
Exactly. And a homegirl and I were talking about it. She was like, yeah, I think it's Enchantress. And I'm like, you're 100% correct. I think they've taken the idea of Lady Loki and they've taken Amora, who was the first one, Enchantress, or the original Enchantress. Right. Amora, as in amorous, as in love or whatever. Amora the Enchantress has power of enchantment. And they keep saying that, you know, this other Loki has, or different Lokis can have variant powers. This Loki can tap people on the temple and basically do what the Mind Stone did and kind of take them over or switch bodies, hop around. But she doesn't look like she has the illusory powers that Loki has. So they've basically taken Lady Loki and Enchantress and combine them into one, because Lady Loki is a brunette, Enchantress has blonde hair, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
And that's what the
MCU, but they're kind of doing an amalgamation of
the characters. They kind of pick some different pieces out of the comics and they say, okay, I like this piece of this, I like this piece of this. And they kind of turn into the MCU.
And I think in Thor Ragnarok, I thought Hela was supposed to be an amalgamation of like Enchantress and some other people. And so they wanted to have another, you know, person. They don't want them all have, you know, be brunette. Like, that is probably not the deal. But they like to have their characters have some more concrete connections to the actual comics.
Well, and I also think that another big piece of it is they start to get into the philosophy of, like, free will. And Loki, you know, pretty early on starts talking to Owen Wilson. Is like, wait, so, like, all of my actions are predetermined? Mm-hmm. And, like, if I don't follow those actions, I get killed? Like, that's kind of fucked up. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, it's the stream of it's what it is. And so you start to see Loki kind of question, like, who gives the TVA this authority? Why is this random organization that exists in a different universe, like, controlling the timeline? And then that's the same sort of thing that you see Enchantress or Lady Loki or the variant kind of spring about. And like, she's like an anarchist of free will. She's wanting to free people to give them the free will to exist and, you know, create these separate timelines.
Yeah. Free people. And because he does talk about freedom as an illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's going to be the crux of the show is like, okay, the TVA is quote unquote evil because they're, you know, some sort of group that's mind controlling people or, you know, something. I don't know.
Yeah. Even in the first Avengers movie, it kind of touches on Loki and his like theory that freedom is like a, you know, a great tragedy for people to be able to choose what they want. You know, it's like they crave to be subjugated. I can't escape the idea of you talking about that. Like, it reminds me, was it Star Trek V, where it's like, what does God need with a starship? You know, where it's like the TVA, you know, they're like this bureaucracy, the all powerful, and they're crazy. But yeah, they have like analog technology and like guys in suits and like a desk full of Infinity Stones. It's like
that building is actually a real building that wasn't CGI with all like the crazy levels and everything.
Oh, the huge elevator.
Yeah. That's a real building. I think it's like a library in Chicago, maybe?
Really?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Pictures of it.
Damn.
We actually, Joe and I went to Montreal a couple of years ago. There's a building there that they said they listed off like a bajillion TV shows that it's been like the stock exchange in multiple movies. It's been like the halls of Congress. It's like it's been in so many TV shows and movies, but it's in Montreal, Canada. They film so much stuff. So I think about that. Yeah. It's like those random buildings. It's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where they show like the government, whatever, like Indian. His girlfriend are at the government building or whatever in Washington, D.C. That's actually in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's San Francisco City Hall.
Bunch of beer, They don't know what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I have, we can keep talking, but I have some speculation ideas I want to drop in
and get
your thoughts on.
Get bread, fam.
One, they're talking, when Mobius is talking to basically his boss, Ravonna, in the comics, Ravonna is Kang the Conqueror's wife.
Right-hand person?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's his wife, and she, like, rules his, you know, his Chronopolis in the future for a while when he's away. But Kang is a time jumper, and he goes and gets crazy technology, fights the Avengers. Boom. That's it. So I obviously really think they're setting up Kang. As soon as I heard her call Ravonna, I was like, oh shit, I know who that is. She's also talking to Owen Wilson, and he's setting down his drink, and you see all the rings.
Yeah.
And like, rings are a big thing, the circles. And he's talking about her other agent, and I'm like, oh shit, it's Kang. And then I'm like, no, wait a minute. I watched a YouTube video. They think it's a variant of Mobius. That she's talking to like another different version of Mobius. And then, again, this is not my own idea. I saw somebody else's. Everybody that works in the time variance of authority is a variant that cannot go back to their timeline.
Right. That's been brainwashed them or something.
So they've plucked them out. They're like, hey, you can't stay here. So they're all exactly like Loki, and Loki can't go back.
Well,
my last thought, and I'm done, is that Loki, through whatever means this is, will find out that he can't go back and then has to be put back in. And then he will sacrifice himself going to fight Thanos, knowing he's going to die. Or they will, and I know Loki is going to come out as a super trickster at the end of this and having played a long game and come out on top somehow. Or he will have, you know, Loki's death will have happened from Thanos. And somehow during the weird multiverse thing, he will be able to go back into the timeline after his original sacred timeline of Loki was killed.
Loki then Prime. Go
on with freedom from then on. So that's what I think is going to happen. Loki's obviously going to do some trickery, willingly go back and die as a hero fighting Thanos, knowing he will get killed there, or somehow come back after Thanos will survive. And then be able to still be in the Marvel Universe.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And Owen Wilson in that scene, I think he had a pin that said something like Franklin D. Roosevelt High School or something. And he was like, oh, where's this from? Or he says like, oh, this, I remember this. But they don't really elaborate on it. So yeah. I think a lot of people are speculating that that's also TVA employees are variants that have been plucked and brainwashed.
Well, I mean, until he said it, it made sense because that whole ring thing, he was like, she was like, oh, hey. And he was like, oh, there's plenty of rings. And she was like,
yeah it's you.
All from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and dick. he never really said anything about it. He was like, oh, okay. But you know, I was like, oh, that's a good point though.
Again, it's not me. I'm not that smart.
Oh, okay. Well, this is
I'll a back point. That up.
So, that is actually going to be the plot of Mandarin and the Ten Rings.
So we should get that guy that Travis got from on this next podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll get him on it.
Oh, no. I watched like two videos on each one of them, and one of those guys, again, he had some good thoughts. He was a freaking goober. they were both over the top, but one of them was just like needs to get out of a basement every once in a while.
And that's how we have so Travis.
Then another episode of Zen.
Coming to you live from the basement.
Yeah.
But we hope you've enjoyed this Loki podcast.
Oh yeah.
Are we done? Shit. Okay, I'm glad I got that in though.
Yeah.
I'm glad I squeezed that in.
It's good times. No, it's blinking.
Yeah.
Hey, Blinken.
Hey, Blinken.
Blinken.
No, I said, hey, Blinken.
Yeah, Sean, Tay, Trav, thank you all very much.
Travis.
You can listen, rate, subscribe to Cinema Vino, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at ToddWoffordMovies.com.
Send us out with some good beats.
Oh yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I can't stop it.
No, you just keep going with that, my friend.
Run away. So guys, welcome to Cine Mi Vino. We're signing off.
See you next time.
Let the record show Travis said Cine Mi Vino.
Cine Mi Vino.
Pistachios.
It's a Mario. I'm sorry. It's a Wario.
It's a Wario.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you soon.
Fuck off.
Send us out some good terms.